Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The DH, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laker. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Holber Cabrera. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Woodard. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Woodard fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Woodard. Valentin scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ordonez. The throw from Laker and he is safe. Ordonez steals third. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Woodard. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lofton moves to third. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Witter. Johnson moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards third. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Singleton. Thome reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Vizquel scores. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Marty Cordova, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a pop-up towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Rich Rodriguez now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. David Risk now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conurco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Conurco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laker is 0 for 1 in the game. Laker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco is called out on strikes. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Sean Lowe now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova is hit by the pitch. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyon pinch hits for Tim Laker. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyon strikes out. Two outs. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera is hit by the pitch. Cordova moves to second. Alan Embree now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Einar Diaz now catching. Danis Baez now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Fogg now pitching. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. John Rocker now pitching. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Singleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clayton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rocker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rocker. Clayton moves to second. Herbert Perry pinch hits for Mark Johnson. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rocker spins, and has Clayton trapped. He throws to Fryman, who tags Clayton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Paul now catching. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Bill Pulsifer now pitching. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Singleton. Thome reaches second base with a double. John McDonald pinch hits for Marty Cordova. Kip Wells now pitching. Dave Roberts pinch runs for Jim Thome. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDonald bunts towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to third. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. It's White Sox, 8, Indians, 8. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Fryman moves to second. Einar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Holbert Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Roberts now playing left field. Kareem Garcia now playing first base. Bob Wickman now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 4 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Konerko is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Foulke now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.